This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Monday. It's Monday. 28 days out from the election.
There were rules, and there was no freedom of choice. They broke the rules.
I was there.
Why did they? Why did they break the rules
together? Chris, the way you're starting to harangue me now actually reminds me of what you did to the president during that debate on Tuesday night when he had to debate not just Joe Biden but you as well. You were not a neutral moderator then. I don't mind tough questions. I welcome reasonably tough questions, but what I don't think is okay is for you to become the effective opposition to the president. Okay, and everyone there was tested in the crowd. They were distanced from each other. People can make reasonable decisions for themselves.
No, they can't.
Keep on praying for our president and our first lady, America. We aren't out of the woods yet.
I have to be back because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that. If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles, if you want to know the truth. They're miracles. People criticize me when I say that, but we have things happening that look like they're miracles coming down from God. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. This is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. As a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that. I'm doing well. I want to thank everybody. Our First Lady is doing very well. Melania asked me to say something as to the respect that she has for our country, the love that she has for our country. And we're both doing well. Melania is really handling it very nicely.
President Trump has been treated with the experimental antiviral remdesivir and a single 8-gram dose of an antibody cocktail developed by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which is a combination of mouse pus and human neutralizing synthetic antibodies against the virus, a treatment that is still in clinical trials. And the mixture of the two is anybody's guess, depending on how the president reacts to it. President Trump is also taking zinc, melatonin, vitamin D, aspirin, and the heartburn brand Pepcid, which researchers are studying as a possible treatment for coronavirus. So rather than allow the virus to take its course, President Trump has laid the gauntlet down in order to return back to the country that desperately needs his guidance and presence to steer us from a head-on collision into Marxist-fueled tyranny.
The photos the White House has been releasing, the videos, we have to show them because they're the only evidence we have of the president's condition, but they are propagandistic. That's unfortunately the situation we're in. And Anna, the White House Correspondents Association is calling out the White House right now. This is the press corps, the press pool that is supposed to travel with the president at all times. They were not informed about this photo op. They were not with him when this happened. That is a grievous breach of protocol. And the association is saying, quote, it is outrageous for the president to have left the hospital, even briefly, amid a health crisis without a protective pool present to ensure the American people know where their president is and how he is doing. Now, more than ever, the American public deserves independent coverage of the president so they can be reliably informed about his health. That is absolutely correct. And by the way, Anna, if the president was feeling so well, why didn't he walk outside in the fresh air rather than get cooped up in that car? I mean, that's not a comfortable place for anybody to be in when there's a COVID positive patient. He could have walked out on the lawn and waved to the public.
Stills are such
all
a rat.
All men are created equal. Yes. 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 And we finally have a president who backs that up. Yes.
Trump has been buying us pizzas all freaking day. That is from Trump. He has bought over 250 pizzas that keep coming in. And you know it's from Trump because this isn't gluten-free, all right? There's meat on there. Trump's an alpha. That's why there's so much of it. And no, CNN, we're not getting paid.
And while Joe Biden calls another lid on his lethargic whack-a-mole basement campaign,
if you elect me, I'm not going to have your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
President Trump, in the throes of an incredibly dangerous coronavirus treatment, continues to present himself to the people. John Baum reporting.
folks. Get locked, get loaded, because we are about to explode. Stay with us.
We have a new week of massive savings at preparewithalex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, October 5th. The year is 2020. We are 28 days out from the election, 107 out from the inauguration. And this is one hell of a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours on this transmission. Then Owen Schroyer with the War Room. Then on top of that, you've got Donna Lorraine coming up with Election Countdown. We're going to do a 40-hour live broadcast kicking off Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight. And yes, it's going to be a 2020 election extravaganza and fundraiser for InfoWars to keep this operation on air in the face of the New World Order. 2020electioncenter.com. Okay, let me just say this to everybody. When I talk about the issues I break down on this show, I want you to know that we're not exaggerating, we're not making things up, and that this is the reality. And that 95 to 98% of everything I cover is open source information. It's not even being denied. And I had a major brainstorm this morning. I woke up at 4:30 and I was doing work and research hours before the family woke up. And I stared out across the hills as the sun came up at 6:45. And just like I saw what would unfold, knowing the pieces of the globalist operation 20 years ago, I sat there for probably 30 minutes without even moving, other than blinking my eyes, and saw the future. And I didn't see it through a wormhole in time and space. I didn't see it through a crystal ball. I saw it from all the gathered data and information I had and what the globalists promised they're going to do. And you can run and hide from this for a little while and buy yourself a little bit of time. But in the end, we're going to lose everything if we don't confront it up front. Well, so let me tell you the news we've got. Let me tell you what's coming up. I want to see the good narrative here. Trump goes in for a couple days, comes out like a bull. Therapeutics save him, supposedly, so that gives people hope. And you can see that narrative being played out now. Markets rally on optimism. Trump may be discharged as soon as today. It's an article at InfoWars.com from ZeroHedge.com. But when I see what the lead medical doctor did at Walter Reed and the incompetence they had before at a similar facility, was Reagan taken to Walter Reed or Bethesda? Look it up. I can't remember. In 81 when he got shot. I know they gave him cold blood. That caused serious brain damage. It messed Reagan up bad. Gave him cold blood. that hits your brain, it's not good, especially when you're old. But I didn't just, at first I wasn't that concerned, and then I saw Remdesivir that's experimental and this other artificial nanotech where they grow artificial antibodies, human antibodies, and mix it with mouse antibodies. And I looked up the study and it said most of the time this makes the infection worse. I'm like, excuse me? You got to be on death's doorstep for a doctor to even be allowed to do that. So then I was getting upset at the doctors, and then they came out and gave a press conference, and I'm sure it was true because Trump's watching it. They go, oh, Trump demanded Remdesivir and this artificial antibody cocktail. Well, since when is he a doctor? I don't care if he's the president. That's crazy. And so I reached out to a lot of medical doctors. I went and did research. And sure enough, they're all saying this is crazy town. So he's lucky that he's alive when they're mixing those things together. But notice it's Fauci that runs all these federal agencies, been there for 40-something years, 45 years, 46 years. It's Fauci that pushed Remdesivir over zinc and vitamin D and all that. When Remdesivir only helped people, you can look it up, Remdesivir only helped 8% of seriously ill patients. And then it caused all these other big problems on the other side. I shot a whole report on it Saturday. Is Walter Reed killing President Trump with experimental treatments? That's the headline. It's got like 300,000 views. You should go look at it. I show all the articles, all the documents, all the medical files, all the medical studies. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Like, don't give a two-year-old aspirin because sometimes it can give them a disorder that kills them. You know, stuff like that. I mean, everybody knows you don't mix, like, painkillers with Jack Daniels. I'm no doctor. I'm no pharmacist. You just don't do that. Says in the bottle, don't operate with heavy machinery, you know. Don't. So, A, those doctors are so out of control, they did what Trump told them to do, like he's a doctor, or they're lying. I don't know. But let's pull up for TV viewers the video page at 2020electioncenter.com. That's a mirror side of band.video, but band.video is banned on Twitter. You can't share those links. You got to go to 2020electioncenter.com. And then share from there. And you can see that video I did. Also, John Rappaport, investigative journalist, did one on these very dangerous experimental drugs. I just go back to that question. Why on earth are they doing that? I can pull it up on my phone. No big deal. Go to 2020electioncenter.com and click on the Alex Jones show page right there on the left-hand side. And then you scroll down, and you'll be able to see the report right there. Is Walter Reed killing President Trump with experimental treatments? 351,000 views. There it is. That's how you navigate the site for TV viewers. And I just hope to God you share that, because I want to believe he's about to get out. But they're going to give him this antibody treatment at least five more times, they're saying. And they're going to give him the Remdesivir five more times. And that's crazy. So I get it. Okay, they say he's positive for coronavirus. He's got a cold. It's huge hysteria. Now people are out in public wearing bubble masks and face shields. And husbands are coming into home at night and wearing, and wives, face masks inside the home. It's just all virtue signaling. That's collapsing the economy, creating a world depression and mass death. And you tell people, hey, you know the shutdown's already killed 2 million people in Africa. They admit that. Starved. They're dead. Not coronavirus, but starving to death. People just don't care because they want a virtue signal. It feels too good to them to be ignorance. Well, the economy is falling apart now. So get ready for that, because it's going to hurt us here. And the consolidation of power is just unbelievable. But we got a call from Dr. Francis Boyle, the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that became the World Treaty, much of it. And he has come out and said the exact same thing, that it is insane, absolutely insane in the membrane what these doctors did And again, it's illegal if someone is not deathly ill to even do those treatments. And you certainly don't just do it because the patient says, oh, doc, I think I want to take not one but two experimental treatments. They go, well, you're the president, so we'll do that. And I get it. Oh, he's so tough, he wanted to have the miracle work. Well, why wasn't it hydroxychloroquine? Why did it have to be the drugs that Fauci's pushing, that Fauci makes money off of? Well, we got Dr. Francis Boyle joining us at the bottom of the hour to lay this out. And then Gavin McGinnis, that the president has been talking about quite a bit, the founder of Proud Boys, that is multiracial, absolutely inclusive, but it's proud of America, it's proud of the Renaissance, and it's proud of capitalism. And so it's being demonized and lied about. And so the president's made some comments about them. We've got Gavin McGinnis, always an amazing guest, joining us. We'll have open phones as well. Gerald Celente coming up, and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. You can also remember our new website is Infowars.com. It's been redesigned. I'm really, really excited about it. I really like it. We're going to add some more features as well.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This morning, cogitating, looking over all the evidence, the facts, what the globalists admit they're doing, and it was a command of my very genetics, of my cells, that God designed you with, to resist this New World Order takeover. I mean, everything about it is destructive and horrible and ugly and poisonous. And I told my wife, I said, when she woke up, I said, we're going to have to start civil disobedience. They're not going to let you in grocery stores, in your job, have a driver's license, drive down the road without forced inoculations in about a year. It's already started in Asia. It's already starting in Europe. I told you 6 months ago, they're going to have face scanners to go in stores to see if you've had your vaccine. It's not going to be an app on your phone. Well, now they've rolled them out. But at first, it's a, quote, scanner to make sure you're wearing your mask. This is all dog training, and the UN admits it, and I tell people that I see wearing masks that even know me, and they laugh at me, because there's a spirit to these followers. They have submitted to the spirit of the world, and they're creatures of the devil. And you wonder why they look so stupid and act so stupid. They're in a trance, and more people are either fully awakening, you're seeing it, or they're in a trance and just can't make decisions, can't do anything, can't grasp simple things. But for those that aren't in the trance, it's horrifying, except for another group, those that have gone out of the trance into deeper spirit of Satan, and they are programmed to actually carry out evil, not just submit to it. So that's the thing about this is, you're seeing everybody go into zombie mode right now. They're in a trance. And medically, it's admitted the public's way more suggestible now, 5-6 times more suggestible than we were in the 50s before TV became totally mainline. People are in a trance. They're under a spell. A psychiatrist would call it a trance or hypnosis. A witch would say, I put them under a spell. And that's what this is. The kingdom of earth is under Satan's spell. And those of us under the spell are like, what are you doing? And the people under it go, ugh. And they smile at you with that satisfaction that they're winners, they're doing the correct thing, and they feel satisfied. You can tell somebody under hypnosis, piss on yourself. Cut your fingers off. They'll do it. And the public brain scan show is right at what you call actually being under hypnosis in a dream state. Dreaming their way into destruction. So we can laugh at this all day, but they're programming them and organizing them into an army to be directed at us. So from here on out, things just gets more intense. But it's okay. It's the great animating challenge. So you want excitement. You're going to get it now, everybody. The robot rise, everything. But the heart of it is about destroying humanity, destroying innocence, and the currency is our children. And the Democrats in the House have blocked and had resolutions saying we will not investigate pedophilia, and California's legalized pedophilia. Here it is.
In a 371-18 vote, our elected Congress appeared to be moving towards making pedophobia a hate crime. They stated that President Trump has not condemned the QAnon conspiracy, which revolves around the baseless theory that Trump and his allies are working to expose a cabal of Democrats, media figures, and celebrities who are running an international child trafficking ring. They went on to say that the First Amendment is a powerful weapon. Turning that weapon on those who use fantasies as a menacing grift is the responsibility of reasonable citizens, legislators, and executives. The same Congress who has paid out $15 million of taxpayer money to silence their own victims of sexual harassment want to weaponize the First Amendment to silence anyone who suggests that Democrats, media figures, and celebrities are involved in child trafficking. They say the claim is baseless, but that is an obvious lie. And it's not just the Democrats. In the 1980s, foster children from Nebraska were being auctioned off at elite parties on the East Coast and sent as prostitutes to powerful politicians, including at the White House. A federal grand jury got involved to rule that the explosive testimony of the victimized foster children was a hoax. The Vatican has been exposed for years of covering up a hidden pedo culture within the Catholic Church. Hillary Clinton's State Department covered for a pedophile ambassador. Oprah Winfrey promoted a man who was enslaving women, impregnating them, and selling their babies internationally. Hollywood, Nickelodeon, and Disney have all been exposed for rehiring convicted pedophiles to work with children. And the mainstream media tells you that this is all fantasy. After WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, masses of people began investigating child sex trafficking, and nothing has been the same ever since. Following his inauguration, President Trump vowed to fight the epidemic of human trafficking. He signed executive orders to do so. And over 1,500 pedophiles involved in child sex trafficking operations were arrested, all within his first month as president, and the mainstream media ignored it. In June of 2017, Ivanka Trump said that ending human trafficking is in our moral and strategic interests and is a top priority of the White House. Big arrests continued all over the globe, reported by local media only. Thousands of arrests, thousands of children rescued, including infants. NXIVM cult leaders have been charged with child porn and sex trafficking. Their leader was an outspoken advocate of pedophilia. They ran multiple daycare centers. For several years, there has been talk about Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, the Lolita Express, used to ferry powerful people to his private pedophile island, including dozens of times by Bill Clinton, seen here partying with convicted pedophile and deep state witness George Nader. Bill Gates, who was also associated with Jeffrey Epstein, employed a former Microsoft engineer to work on his private estate, who was arrested on the Gates property in 2014 for possessing over 6,000 images of child rape and assault, including the rape of boys and girls as young as 8 years old. The man only did 90 days in jail. The same fat losers who have gotten rich off of corrupt side deals for years, who have paid out $15 million to silence their own victims. The same worthless elected officials who have been stalling any and all investigations into the crooked establishment which they have exploited for decades, now want to weaponize the First Amendment to silence anyone who suggests they or their Hollywood media cohorts might be involved in child sex trafficking. The crime of pedophilia is recorded in history, all the way to the Bible. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. But times have changed, and we don't need to bother with millstones any longer. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Stay with us.
This is your last chance to get a pack.
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Information, nothing. The Pandora's box of verboten.
Rolling below the asphalt drive.
All right. On Friday, we had an investigative journalist who's worked back when they were still at credibility for some of the biggest national news shows, investigative journals, John Rappaport, and he just said, look at this. This remdesivir and this other nanotech drug are both super dangerous, and together, God knows what they do. Then I went and did my own research on mainline literature, and they said, someone's not supposed to take these unless they're super sick. They have all sorts of bad side effects. One of them makes infections get worse. I'm like, well, God, why would you want that? And then I looked at the supposed lead doctor, and he doesn't have a very good resume, but I thought, well, what medical doctor is going to talk about this or what expert? Well, we have someone that's a lawyer and a professor, but an expert on the medicine itself, the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, much of which became world law, Dr. Francis A. Boyle, who, again, is a doctor of law, magna cum laude, Ph.D., in political science from Harvard University, both. And he's got a book out on bioterrorism, biowarfare, and terrorism, 4.5 stars. But I was just thinking about what he said on this show, what he said on another show in January, what he said on this show a few days later in early February, and what he said since, how it's totally proven accurate. The media says that I'm saying it's a hoax. I'm not saying the virus doesn't exist. It's a real virus that spreads really well and clearly man-made, and there's a cover-up about it. They have tried to exaggerate some of the numbers, I think, in some areas to politically have a lockdown. But separately from that, they've also tried to block a lot of therapeutics and things. But when it comes to exposing how they were trying to develop vaccines for bird flu and for swine flu and for other COVIDs, that was happening at this base. And now more and more experts agree with Dr. Boyle. Really, the consensus is they were developing a live virus vaccine, which itself is poisonous, itself very dangerous, that got out. I think on purpose, the way they shut down Hong Kong, the way China's used this to shut us down, Boyle says, well, probably got out on accident. They had very bad standards there. China's done this a bunch. They've released the swine flu. They've released the bird flu. They've released SARS. I mean, that's all on record. But what's incredible is here we are all these years later, since they've been caught doing this, they never get in trouble, and it's taboo in our media to talk about that. So there's two big issues here. I want to cover this first. That's why he wanted to come on. We usually beg him to come on again, but he wanted to come on about this, and I'm glad he does, because he's looked at the facts. What is Walter Reed doing, trying to kill Trump? And why are they doing it? And then B, in more hindsight now, things usually in hindsight, we see people make mistakes. But in hindsight, we see Dr. Boyle's first analysis is like dead on. So we want to cover that with him as well. Thanks for coming on short notice, Doc.
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me on. My best to your viewing audience at this very difficult time for President Trump and our republic.
What do you want to tackle first? Obviously, you're alarmed, as other people are, about what he's being given.
Well, Alex, let me start. I think we all need to start with the fatality rate under these circumstances. Now, this is from a professor of biology in Columbia, just on SARS, okay? And this was long before the COVID-19. And it says fatality rate is 50% in people 65 years or older. Now, this is SARS on steroids, okay, that we're dealing with here, with President Trump. Plus, I'm not here to criticize President Trump, but, you know, he's obese. So it's a life-threatening situation here for President
he's
Trump.
He's 74, he eats McDonald's all day, and he is somewhat overweight. He's a prime candidate for this to kill him.
Right. I mean, he's right in the mark, at least 50%, if not more. And yesterday, His doctor there, his alleged doctor, said, well, we might release him today. Well, let's look at this guy, Conley. He technically is not a medical doctor. He's nothing more than an osteopath. He does not have an MD. Now, Alex, let me compare this to me. The president is 4 years older than I. Okay. Who is my physician? My physician is a board-certified medical doctor specializing in internal medicine who also has a certificate in adult medicine. Now, that's my physician. Why did not the Pentagon give a similar type of physician to President Trump instead of an osteopath? They're not medical doctors. No one has certified him to do anything at all. except the Pentagon. And, you know, there's that saying by Groucho Marx that, military justice is to justice as military music is to music. Well, I would say, you know, military medicine is to medicine as military music is to music.
Well, clearly, looking into his background, they could have had a lot of more and better doctors in there. Why is this guy in there then? Who chose him, and why is he pushing Fauci's agenda?
Right. What? We have an osteopath who's not been certified by anyone but the Pentagon while giving President Trump this completely experimental treatment by Regeneron that no one else in the world has ever been given. Treating the President of the United States of America as if he's a guinea pig.
That's what I said on Saturday. I said, I haven't seen anywhere where they've given the same person these two things together. This is crazy.
Well, and now it's, you've got Remdesivir, which if you look out at the University of North Carolina, those Nazi death scientists out there who helped manufacture COVID-19, okay, with the Bat Queen from Wuhan BSL-4. When that was done, they then moved to develop Remdesivir, okay, because they knew there would be no effective vaccine. And so they didn't waste their time on a vaccine, but they moved into developing Remdesivir. And then, on top of all that, Conley has given the president the steroid. I don't know anyone in the world who has been on all three of these at the exact same time.
Oh, I forgot. They gave him an anti-inflammatory steroid on top of this. Who the hell knows what that'll do?
Right. You have the interactions. The bottom line is, we need to get President Trump out of Walter Reed immediately, in my opinion. We do know that the George Washington Medical Complex there in Washington, D.C., saved President Reagan's life from the jaws of death after the assassination attempt against him. And I really think, we have to get the president.
Usually doctors don't want to be in the military. Nothing against military doctors. There are some good people there, but on average, it's not the highest grade in the military hospitals.
Of course not. And this guy is not even a board certified specialist. He's an osteopath. So how can he be treating the president of the United States when I have a board certified MD specializing in internal medicine? And with a certificate.
My personal doctor is also an internal doctor and does surgeries. And I agree with you. We want the best. It's a guy that actually does surgeries. And there's a doctor on top of it doing regular checkups. But how do you think he got this guy?
The Pentagon gave it to him, I'm sure. That's what happened.
With the same Pentagon that Trump said a month ago wants him dead because he's pulling all these wars.
Pardon me, Alex?
We'll be right back. Let's talk about that with Dr. Francis Boyle. Straight ahead. Remember Trump said that speech at the washing machine factory.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
President Trump is overweight. He is 74 years old. And any pneumonia can kill someone like that. I know, but a lot of family died from pneumonia. Folks were in great shape. And this is a weaponized form that they're using to take over our society. Dr. Francis A. Boyle is our guest. We'll go back to him in a moment. Today is the last day, and there won't be a sale like this for a long time. In fact, they've never done this. They already have the lowest prices, the highest quality, with a full catalog of My Patriot Supply, food at InfoWarsStore.com. They're on our back end. We're partnered with them. But I came to them and I said, listen, I really want to do some specials for folks to just incentivize them to do this, realize how important it is. So they said $600 off on a year supply, $300 off on a 6 month, and $160 off a 3 month. And it is high quality, great containers, very easy to transport and to store. 14 hours, 11 minutes left. 14 hours at preparewithalex.com. That is a special on top of the specials on that one URL. People last week, with a couple weeks ago, the other special, were like, hey, it's only a 3 months you're doing this on. Do a discount on the other one. So they did it for you, but it's got to end. And one big reason is My Patriot's the biggest storable food company in the U.S. now. They've been around 14 years, the last four or five. They're now the biggest because of their quality and customer service. They've got factories all over the U.S. and they're Patriots. Obviously, the name says that, but in action, their other suppliers don't like us having this deal. So it's got to end. It's over today. InfoWarsStore.com has the full catalog, already great prices. But if you want the best deal ever on those specials, it's preparewithalex.com. And we also have DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, a lot of other compounds that are known to boost your overall body's defenses, clean out your cells. I'm taking DNA Force Plus. I'm taking Winter Sun Vitamin D3, high-quality organic under the tongue with vitamin K to boost my body's defenses. And I'm taking the zinc in Prostagar that has a saw palmetto in it as well. That's good for women, not just men. So the Prostagar with the zinc and saw palmetto and other key ingredients, the Winter Sun and all of it at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping in this big blowout sale of all that's going on. I'm trying to sell everything out ahead of the election because who knows what's going to happen. Things are so dangerous. We're trying to put money in the bank, be able to operate even if our store gets shut down. We have all the products in stock right now. Order them today. The food's ready to ship within 1 week. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. There's also a toll-free number on the website, PrepareWithAlex.com, if you'd like to order that way. Okay, back to Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. He already laid out the facts of what are they doing, or the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that later got adopted, much of it into the treaty. What does this signify that Trump's doing this? His doctor says Trump demanded it to get back to work quicker. Well, but then he said we had to take him to the hospital to give him these treatments because they're dangerous. He said that at the Saturday press conference. So then he really is incompetent if they're letting Trump be his own doctor. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, of course, we don't know if this is true or it isn't, but this fellow Conley is completely incompetent. He doesn't tell the truth. He wouldn't level up with us on the status of President Trump's lungs. For all we know, COVID could be destroying the president's lungs as we speak now. He said he would.
If he was dying, they wouldn't tell him. This is a perfect deep state coup.
That's right. So, I don't know those other doctors at Walter Reed, but I certainly would not take my family to a military hospital. That's for sure. I'd probably take them to, if I lived in the district, I'd probably take them to GW based on the great job they did there for saving President Reagan. And I'd get civilian doctors. You have to understand, military doctors can't be sued for malpractice. It's the Ferris Doctrine by the U.S. Supreme Court that, if they commit malpractice, well, that's just too bad. So there's no mechanism to weed out incompetent doctors and understand this fellow is not a doctor. He's an osteopath.
I'm not a doctor, and it says you don't give somebody remdesivir unless they're deathly ill. And the same thing with this biotech situation, this other drug, it says in most cases increases infection. Why the hell would you give somebody that?
Right. I'm not saying they're out to kill. There's a conspiracy here to murder President Trump. But given the way things are going, he very well could be dead, especially if we're starting out, as I said, with at least a 50% mortality rate in someone his age. And then you add in the obesity. Right. So we really need to get him out of the medical, the military medicine system and over there.
I said that Saturday. We need to get him out of Walter Reed. So where would you send him? What do you think the best hospital is in the country?
Well, obviously the best in the country, it's the Mayo Clinic. I've been up there myself with my mother for experimental heart surgery. And, I went to Harvard, and I had thought that the Harvard's Mass General complex was the best in the world. But when I got up there to the Mayo Clinic, I was incredibly...
That's what I've always been told. The Mayo Clinic's the best.
It's the best, right. And, the pros from Dover, as they say, are up there in the Mayo Clinic. So I guess
not,
that's
not
where...
Not really the military, but it's known to be about the worst.
Yeah, that's well known, sure.
All right, so just in general, the troops get screwed over. There's some good doctors there, too, and great people. We're not putting them down. We're just saying statistically, and got a little bit better under Trump. Shifting gears, big picture COVID. There's a huge push to not implicate China, not implicate Fauci, not implicate DH. I've got big articles on that today. You were the first to implicate these guys. You were the first. It's been a firestorm. Any new developments for people? Any other little factoids?
Yeah. What we have to keep in mind here, Alex, is this, that you're watching Fauci and all the so-called experts and Big Pharma trying to assure the American people and say, oh, don't worry, we're going to have any emergency use approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. That's a total joke and a fraud, and it is sick. If you look at the project there that I've gone through with you repeatedly before, a SARS-like cluster of circulating back coronaviruses show potential for human emergence, that has on there University of North Carolina and the Bat Queen from the Wuhan BSL-4, you will see that it clearly says on there who also participated in developing COVID-19. The National Center for Toxicological Research, Food and Drug Administration, Jefferson, Arkansas, USA. It's right on there. The FDA is up to its eyeballs in manufacturing COVID-19. So when all these people who are also up in their eyeballs manufacturing COVID-19, like Fauci, NIH, NIAID, the rest of them, the CDC, they say, oh, you can trust the FDA. That's a joke and a fraud. Indeed, FDA has a long history here. I helped defend Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, the highest-ranking military officer, to refuse to go to Gulf War I because, in part, she did not want to give experimental medical vaccines for biological warfare weapons for anthrax and botulism. Okay? And those experimental medical vaccines were approved on an emergency basis by the FDA that Dr. Hewitt Vaughn resisted and refused to give to our troops. Well, we know for a fact that with the FDA's approval, 500,000 of our troops were injected with those experimental vaccines.
I want to talk about that if you can do a few more minutes, Doctor, because we have Dr. Li Mingyan, who worked at the WHO Virus Monitoring Center in Hong Kong, and she said exactly what you've said, and then she backed all up in a big paper showing all the other groups that looked at the virus and said it was man-made, and she said there was a cover-up, and they knew they were doing it. I mean, you have a direct whistleblower inside the UN monitoring facility saying that, and then now Facebook blocks Tucker Carlson for showing it. So the whole other scandal is censoring scientists, censoring experts, shutting them down, and not just censoring, banning them, persecuting doctors, people getting fired that just talk about reality. Well, this is an incredible agenda. Who gave Fauci and Bill Gates so much power? Back in 2 minutes, we'll talk about it. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727.
800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.